there is a rift brewing between the Pentagon and the White House over recent actions of President Trump. First, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said he doesn't approve of the president's call to use troops to stop protesters. Now, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is speaking out against the president for the first time since resigning in protest back in December of 2018. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Jeffrey McCausland, CBS News military consultant and a retired U.S. Army colonel. And Dr. McCausland, always great to have you with us. So what do you make of Mattis's comments?
Well, I think they're stunning and also unprecedented in our history to have a former four-star general come out and criticize a president he served as Secretary of Defense, not so much for a disagreement over policy, that has happened in the past, but he's really criticizing the president for a lack of leadership. You know, Mattis said in the article, and I'm quoting here, Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try to do so. Instead, he tries to divide us. We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years of this deliberate effort. We're witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership. So that's a stunning endorsement, or a stunning criticism, I should say, of the president for his leadership and his competency, not about a policy question. And, of course, that has been echoed not only by General Mattis, but by two other former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mullen and General Marty Dempsey. We've had several other four-star generals, General Stavridis and General John Allen from the Marine Corps, basically come out and say exactly the same thing. And for the senior retired military leadership of the nation to come out criticizing the president for his lack of leadership and for, if you will, using military forces to set the stage for him to do a photo op standing in front of a church holding a Bible, I think is unprecedented in American history.
I always wonder, I mean, was it the photo op? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Why are these former military leaders breaking with him now or openly criticizing him now?
Because I think for them, and I have to share this, over 50 years ago, I raised my right hand and swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And every one of those guys did exactly the same thing. And we repeated that oath over and over throughout our careers when we were promoted and at other times throughout our careers to remind us what we were all about, what the professional military ethos was about. So to order U.S. military forces to basically attack a peaceful crowd, exercising their First Amendment constitutional rights to peacefully assemble and demonstrate so the president could do a silly photo op, I think that was proverbial straw that broke the camel's back.
Do you see this impacting the Trump reelection campaign? I mean, we're talking about some pretty popular figures when we start talking about someone like Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a political scientist, but certainly what I've seen so far in my own perusal is the president's poll numbers have been going down. The president's poll numbers were going down before for what most people thought was an inconsistent, if not pathetic, response to the coronavirus pandemic, and this has made things worse. That being said, clearly what the president thought he was doing, it appears to me at least, was appealing to that base, that very conservative base within the party that he thinks will be essential to his reelection. He may have also thought he could now move out and do what Richard Nixon did back in 1968. In fact, he described himself in this, and that is, I am the law and order president. And that was a theme that Nixon used back in 68 when he was running against Hubert Humphrey for the presidency, as we saw widespread riots occur in the springtime of 1968 following the assassination of Martin Luther King. Obviously, it's kind of odd to do that as the incumbent, as opposed to Nixon, who was running against a incumbent or at least a vice president who was trying to replace Lyndon Johnson.
Always great to get to your take. That's Dr. Jeffrey McCausland, a CBS News military analyst.